closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
...840-1360-97.5 WTAQ News. Talk. Sports. So I mentioned, I mentioned on the show recently that I had my high school reunion, 35 years, and I mentioned that someone there, I was having a conversation with someone who's not a listener to the show. And I said, well, what do you talk about? And someone who thinks he knows what he's talking about said, he's a public teacher, school teacher. Of course, he thinks he knows what he's talking about. I give him crap because he knows I'm talking about him, even though I won't name him. Someone who's a public school teacher said, oh, it's about politics. I said, no, it's about everything from a conservative worldview. And he said, yeah, it's about politics, which means he doesn't really listen to the show and doesn't really know what he's talking about. In fact, people who think the show should be all politics wish he were right. There is about a 30% base of the audience that thinks, and Rush Limbaugh mentions this from time to time, too. He calls them the issues folks. The stick to the issues folks. Whenever Rush Limbaugh strays into sports or pop culture, he gets this thing from, he gets emails. And he mentions it. And I get the same emails. Not nearly the number, of course, that Rush Limbaugh does. But I'm turning you off. Why are you talking about that? And I treat it the way Rush Limbaugh treats it. I'm not going to have a listener to micromanage the editorial content of the show. It just doesn't work that way. Because Rush and I both know something you don't. We know how these topics play. And we know what the overall composition of our respective audiences are. There are people who want to hear politics all the time. They are a percentage of the audience. There are people who want to hear politics, pop culture, sports, and everything else. And there are certain of those categories. Well, we just know these things. So I'm not going to start immediately with politics, but I will do a political issue in this half hour. I'm going to start by admitting I was wrong. I predicted yesterday that even though it's not a comedy, Orange is the New Black, Netflix's online series, was going to win Best Comedy. It didn't. Modern Family won again. I'm not into Modern Family, but I've started watching it, and I certainly see why it's. I do get it. And I can see where a laugh track would have ruined that show. I am a fan of Orange is the New Black. It's a drama. It was submitted as a comedy because Netflix was trying to protect its other drama, House of Cards. In the end, that didn't work. Breaking Bad, which everybody knew was going to take home everything because it was its farewell Emmys, which means probably next year Mad Men will have some success that it had early in its run. It hasn't had much Emmy success of late because it inspired a lot of these new comedy, new dramas online. So I thought the Hollywood crowd that liked the idea that Orange is the New Black is about oppressed women in a prison, women oppressed because they're transgender or lesbian or accused of a crime that shouldn't send them to prison. It just had all the trappings of them going against a category and picking it, even though it didn't belong in the comedy category. They apparently said, no, we can't do that, even though I think they really wanted to. So in the end, it did not work out. Now, on to a political topic. I have chastised, well, before I start, I'm not going to start it quite that way. There's a phrase that I use a lot, and I don't know where I picked it up, but I picked it up at some point in my life, and it's called self-parody. Where behavior gets so ridiculous, you don't have to parody it. It parodies itself. There are any number of examples of this. I don't have to parody how stupid the global warming crowd has gotten. They do it themselves. They say such ridiculous things, it's a self-parody. I don't have to parody it. We have a big snowstorm because of global warming. And we've never had big snowstorms before, ever. It's dry because of global warming. It's wet because of global warming. It's warm because of global warming. It's cold because of global warming. We have earthquakes because of, okay, there's the classic one. That earthquakes, tsunamis, offshore earthquakes, either that or fracking. But even then, global warming, because they believe some ridiculous theory about the warming of the ocean. Those are self-parody. I don't have to. I can't improve upon it. You are self-caricaturizing, self-parodying. PolitiFact Wisconsin has done this. In recent years, I don't know how long they've been around, but in the time they've been around, I've criticized PolitiFact Wisconsin because seldom do they find true something a conservative says. When they do, it's something obviously true, and then they pat themselves on the back. Likewise, they take harmless statements by liberals. They don't take some of the more outrageous claims by liberals and analyze them. They take some of the more harmless statements by liberals, analyze them, and again, they're obviously true. Then they go out of their way to contort and twist and find things false, and the more damning they think a false statement would be to a conservative, the more they go out of their way to dub it false even when they don't have the facts. A classic example of this is when they dubbed as false the statement that Scott Walker was in a state patrol car that was rocked by Act 10 protesters. Okay, they don't have proof of that. What they really did, it should have been determined unproven. I actually could have accepted that, although I think there is sufficient evidence to say that it is proven, but I could have even lived with an unproven. No, they say it's categorically false. Even though they can't prove that. Well, we couldn't prove it did happen, ergo it didn't happen. I didn't see Jason take a shower this morning, so obviously he didn't shower. Yeah, no, you didn't. I didn't see it, dude, sorry. I don't know that you did, therefore I know that you didn't. That is the logic that they use. I would know if you didn't shower. That would become self-evident at some point. Olfactory gland speaking. I do believe it happened. But that's the way they did it. Well, they didn't see it happen. So that's why I tell you, even when they do cut a conservative a break, don't invest intellectually in PolitiFact. But to the other extreme, where they take a completely meaningless true statement and dub it true. This is where, yesterday, they became the winner in the self-parody category of whatever contest you want to stage. I thought this was a joke. I thought they were screwing around. Mary Burke says Spotted Cow beer available only in Wisconsin. I am not making this up. See, this is what I'm talking about. I can't parody this. How the hell could I parody this more than they have done themselves here? How could I possibly? Mary Burke says there are real spotted cows in Wisconsin. I don't know if that's more ridiculous. Well, now, okay, if she said there are spotted cows only in Wisconsin, they'd have to, that'd be false. I don't know if that's more ridiculous than this one. They are referring to the beer. During a Getting to Know You Q&A with ABC News, Democrat Mary Burke fielded a question that hardly will change the course of Wisconsin's future. And now let me interject. Yet we're going to analyze it here because we have jumped the shark. By the way, someone has chastised me to stop using jump the shark, that itself has become a cliche about a cliche. Well, what else are we going to call it then? I mean, I get his point, but what else are we going to use? Anyway, but it did present a dilemma for the would-be governor of the state of beer and brats. The question, spotted cow or summer shandy? I think most people who drink beer know that's New Glarus Brewing Company and Chippewa Falls-based Leinenkugel's, respectively. By the way, I enjoy both beers. I do enjoy Spotted Cow. I also enjoy Summer Shandy. The question forced Burke to choose between two well-known Wisconsin beer makers. She had to choose between a regional craft brewery and a much larger company, and between a slightly cloudy farmhouse ale and a wheat beer mixed with lemonade. Burke didn't equivocate in her reply. Spotted Cow, she said. New Glarus is a great brewery, and Spotted Cow, you can only get it in Wisconsin, and it's one of my favorites. Wait, what? We didn't realize Spotted Cow was so exclusive. I did. I knew that, and you know how I knew that? Because there was a bootlegging case in New York State. Remember, we talked about it. I could be wrong on this, and I won't say this factually, but I believe New Glarus received fan mail from New York. They're like, wait, what? How the hell are you drinking Spotted Cow in New York State? We don't distribute there. Well, somebody with a truck and enough money to buy some was bootlegging. I believe that was Spotted Cow. I'm almost sure it is, because I wasn't surprised when I read this. So they go through an actual analysis of this. Yeah, there it is, Jason. Boy, that's 5 years ago already that I read that. Jason's right, I am old. Yeah. New York State Liquor Authority confiscated 50 cases of Spotted Cow in New York State. Well, for an old guy, I remembered it pretty close to correctly. So they go through their actual analysis of this to prove she's right on this. Yet, when they analyze her, that she increased sales from 25 cents to 40 gazillion dollars over 3 years, on which I'm barely exaggerating. What was it? 2 million to 50 million, 3 million to 50 million, but a 10,000% increase, whatever the hell it was. Some fantasy number. Well, we could not conclusively say one way or the other. There are any number of things that she has said that they could put to the test. And they do this? Now wait till you see the next batch of PolitiFacts on Scott Walker from the latest John Doe document dump. Wait till you see them. Am I not right? Is this not self-parody? This is what they've got. Well, let's see if she's right. Okay, so they were surprised. They were surprised to learn that Spotted Cow is available only in Wisconsin. By the way, which raises another question. Why doesn't New Glarus distribute it as a packaged good beyond Wisconsin? I don't have the answer to that. But I find it interesting that they don't. So did the Journal Sentinel. So the best they can do is come up with a PolitiFact? Why not just do a little story? All right, it's 8:55, lest I forget. Jason, in fact, does have a nice, as always, slickly produced Big Empty Update.
It's time for the Big Empty Update, day 41.
Time to play Why Is Nothing Better Than Walmart? Mayor Schmidt idea number 555. It's popular in Indonesia, Portugal, and Belize, but now it's in Green Bay with the first ever cockfighting arena. No need for eggs to feed yourselves. Let's watch them fight to the death. Betting is allowed.
It's all about money.
And it's BYOB. That was another edition of Why Is Nothing Better Than Walmart? Ask the mayor.
Yes, day 41, still the big empty at the Larson Green property where there could have been a Walmart. I know there wouldn't be one there already, but you get the point, don't you? Don't you? I hope you do. I hope Mayor Schmidt does. This little festivity will continue throughout the days. All right, coming up after 9, actually we've got a couple of things going on. 10:30, Congressman Paul Ryan will join us, talk about his book, but I'm going to share with him how critical listeners were of a piece he had in advance of the book being released. And we're just going to get into that. Is he being pragmatic? Can he really do that without bending on principle to try to grow the Republican Party? But coming up at 9:06, I'm not a big fan of the Beloit mindset list, if you know what that is. But I think there is a reason it's important this year. I will explain at 9:06. It's 8:56.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car.